Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast. Joining me on the line right now is one half of the dynamic duo of the Shapeshifters. Welcome to the Hump Day crew, Simon Marlin.
Hi, mate.
Now, thank you so much for your time today. We're coming to the end of the year in 2009. What a big year it's been for you. What have been some of the highlights for you, Simon?
Oh, collaboration with Frankie Knuckles was a pretty big high for us. The track we did with him called The Ones You Love. Remixing your local heroes, Empire of the Sun, we were really happy about that. And just continuing to tour all over the place. We've had some amazing shows in Ibiza and all over the summer, so in Europe. It's been great.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about when it comes to remixing different songs, and one thing that I learned recently talking to different DJs, is you don't always get to meet the artists whose songs you're remixing. Is that right? Mm. Is that true for yourselves as well? Do you normally get to talk to the artist or have much to do with them when you're remixing a song?
We have had in the past, but as a rule of thumb, you very rarely get to meet them, and you kind of get sent a bunch of audio parts and away you go, and that's kind of how it works.
How do you feel shooting blind and not knowing exactly possibly what the artist is expecting from you? Is that difficult or a challenge?
Well, you kind of just have to do what you do and just hope that they like it, really. Else, you're not making it for the right reason. So, I mean, this sounds terrible, but we don't really care what the artist thinks at the stage of making the record. We just do what we feel is right for the record, and you hope that there's a mutual agreement on that.
You've remixed for some pretty big names such as George Michael, Candy Staten, Christina Aguilera and Moby. Is there anyone you'd like to do a remix for?
Mary J is someone that we've always said that we'd like to do something with, and Prince would be the other one, really.
Any possibilities of that happening in the near future?
It's not on the cards at the moment. They're both quite elusive and reclusive, as I say. But you never know. Mary J might be a possibility. We're looking into that. It depends what she's doing with her album and stuff. But Prince, I think that's just one on the wish list, to be honest.
We've got some pretty big gigs coming up even before New Year's Eve. I'm interested where you're playing on 25th of December. I believe you're playing in Sarajevo in Bosnia.
Yep.
That's an unusual gig. Have you ever gigged in Bosnia before?
Yeah. A lot of people always say that, but it's amazing. Croatia, Serbia, all those kind of Balkan countries, for me, is exactly where it's at right now.
Tell us how you'd find it different to maybe playing in other places, Europe or Australia or America or somewhere like that.
But the thing is, because of the situation that they've been in over the last few years, it's still... There's still a lot of fresh feeling over there it feels like the UK 15, 20 years ago. And there's a major excitement for electronic and dance music that, sometimes in places that have had it too good for too long, sometimes forget, and there's just a real hunger and an energy there that creates an amazing atmosphere.
After Bosnia, of course, you're heading to Australia for a few different gigs. You've been to Australia a few times now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think this will be off. Fourth or fifth time.
What's it like gigging in Australia?
It's great. I mean, there's a brilliant festival scene out there, obviously. And last time we came, we did the Future Festivals that were just amazing. First time we came, not knowing the territory so well, we kind of did a few places that maybe we wouldn't have not necessarily done if we'd have known about them. But on the whole, it's been brilliant for us, and we always get a great reception from the Australian public, and we love going back there, so we're really excited to be coming back.
One little bit of trivia I found out about you recently, of course one of the songs you're best known for is Lola's Scene, that hit number one in the UK charts back in 2004. That was inspired by your wife, Lola, I believe.
Yes, this is very true.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, and how did she get her own song?
She beat me into submission.
Uh-huh.
I'm joking. We were listening to some records one night, and she played me one of her records that she had grown up with and stuff called, it was called Jolly Taylor, What About My Love. and I heard something in that record and immediately took it into the studio and messed around with it, and that became the basis for Lola's Theme. And the working title that we were working on in the studio, we just named it Lola's Theme, and that kind of inspired us to kind of take it forward from there, and it all just kind of came together, really.
Is she pretty rapt to have her own song?
Wouldn't you be?
Oh, I think so.
I've been living off those brownie points for years.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, come on. It's about time she made you a song, isn't it?
Exactly. I'll have that or a cake.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I've just ruined the surprise of what you're getting for Christmas. Sorry about that, Simon.
Exactly.
Now, what can we expect from you at Summer Days on New Year's Day here in Melbourne at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl?
You know, what we're known for, I suppose, you know, we always bring a positive energy. We've just done the Summer Days Mix CD comp, which is pretty much where we're at right now as far as the DJing goes. And if you go and buy a copy of that, you'll know what to expect.
Simon, one thing we like to do on the Hump Day Crew to get to know our guests a little bit better is we have a game called 101 Questions. I'm not going to ask you all 101 questions, but hit me with a number between 1 and 101, Simon.
80.
What were you doing this time yesterday, Simon?
Do you know what? I was actually on Beatport downloading records for the Australia tour, is the honest answer.
Oh, there you go. A very hard-working man.
It's true. And I did another interview as well.
Oh, there you go. Hit us with another number between 1 and 101.
2.
Simon Marlon, what do you like to do naked?
Ski.
Ski? Do you do that often?
Always.
Always. Uh-huh. I don't know if I will take that any further. I'm getting visuals at the moment, Simon. To redeem yourself, give me one last number, Simon.
14.
Number 14. If we were to make a movie of your life, who would play you, Simon?
Ooh, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey. Of course. Well, you look so similar, and why would you pick him?
Because he's the best actor out there at the moment, and he's my favourite actor.
Well, Simon, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. Of course, you can catch the movie about Simon, starring Robert Downey Jr. Watch out for the scene where he goes skiing naked to bring tears to your eyes in more ways than one. And if you can't catch the movie, you can catch The Shapeshifters at Summer Days at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl on January the 1st here in Melbourne. Simon, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure. Take care.
That was Simon Marlon of The Shapeshifters. Let's have a listen to some of the music he was talking about. This is from Empire of the Sun, We're the People. It's The Shapeshifters vocal mix here on Joy 94.9. You're listening to The Hump Day Crew.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.